You're listening to Artbeat on RTR FM 92.1, and right now we are speaking to friend of the station, friend of WA musicians, friend of mine, Rose Parker.
Hello, Beck Bowman.
Hi, Rose.
Good morning, everybody.
So lovely to have you in the studio
me. So great to be on Artbeat. Hello.
Well, the last time you were on Artbeat, we had to do a phoner, which is fine.
Yeah.
I'm happy to talk to you anyways, but having you in front of me is lovely.
You know, I'm a physical chick. I like being in the room. I like being in the room with people. Mm-hmm. That's where the magic happens, as far as I'm concerned.
We were in the same room a few weeks ago at Hootenanny, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I showed off some dance moves that could have morphed into line dancing, perhaps, in a different context.
It's all right. It's okay, Beck. You don't have to be ashamed of that.
I'm very cool.
It's beautiful. The room was bouncing. Seeing all those people in synchronicity, it's a beautiful thing. And the time I saw you before that, you were playing some serious jazz flute.
Oh.
Listeners, did you know?
That is an exaggeration.
Did you know?
That is an exaggeration. But, Rose, I felt like last time that I saw you, like I turned to you and I was like, Rose, I feel like something has lifted.
Yeah.
I really felt like something had changed in you. You seemed lighter.
That's right. And you'd been watching me perform, hadn't you? And you saw that on stage.
Yeah.
And you said to me, something's lighter, something's lifted. And I said, yeah, I've just come through a really tough year journey of grief and feeling that I'm moving through that and feel that lightning happening and allowing joy to come back in is a wonderful thing.
You lost your sibling last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sibling loss, I feel like, is not something that we perhaps, there's not even a word for it, is there?
Look, not in our language. I bet there is in many other languages.
But these are people, your brothers and sisters are the people who have known you and you've known them the longest.
You do the whole of life with them.
Yeah.
The whole of your life. You know, they've known you since you're a little person. You do all the growing, all the grumbling, all the fighting, all the squabbling, all the sticking up for. Yeah, they come, yeah. Pets come and go, parents come and go, boyfriends come and go, girlfriends come and go, husbands, wife, whatever the things, they are there for the whole haul. Yeah.
And when they turn out to be not there for the whole haul,
it's a real shock, Beck. You're not ready for that. You know, I've got parents who are getting older. My darling mum's in care, dealing with dementia. You know, you kind of prepare for that, but for someone to be ripped away suddenly, it's brutal.
When your brother passed away, it was very sudden.
Mm.
One of the things that you have said has been healing for you is the fact that he was able to donate his organs.
Mm.
So how did that come about? How did that permission process go? Because we've spoken about it, and it's a little bit more complicated than perhaps people have an idea of.
Yep. And first of all, I just want to give a shout out to anyone that's listening that's lost anyone this recent times, and anyone that's been impacted by organ donation or receiving. Because I had never intersected with the transplant community until I'm a family member in a room being told, you know. So Tim was on life support for 4 days and he died in an accident at home. Well, he was critically injured in an accident at home and was on life support. So there's already been 4 days of intense waiting, hoping, praying, singing, wondering, all the things. And then the process for someone to be an organ donor kind of requires that, Beck, which I didn't know. I'd not dealt with any of this. Mm. I'm a health professional, you know, but it's like, okay. And then you're informed that they're an organ donor as they're coming to the end of their life. As oh my gosh, huge shout out to the ICU team at Royal Perth. They are angels in their back. You're a nurse. They were phenomenal, the care that my brother received. And they so respectfully and carefully do all their checks and balances. And then it's like there is there's no signs of life. They don't actually say that anymore, but that's what they mean. And that's kind of what you need to process to be able to go, okay, and then it kind of shifts gears. And the Donnell Life team come and talk with you and informed us that, actually the doctors informed us that Tim was an organ donor, and did we want to talk with the Donate Life team. Then another whole process starts to occur where you as the family are informed and have the capacity to ask questions. You can get as much or as little information as you want. It's tough, Beck. You're in this grief-stricken state, you know.
Your brain is shut down to new information.
And also running at 100 miles an hour. I'm so grateful I had my three siblings with me, the four of us. We were like the guard of honour around my bro, you know, and really wanted to honour his wishes too, Beck. My brother lived with an intellectual disability and I was his advocate. So his final words and wishes were really important to honour, but I also felt a bit protective, you know. So we did it as a team and we did it really well with lots of conversation and tears. And then there's another period, another 24 hours, we kind of wait because they have to do matching and they have to make other calls to other families that have been waiting for a long, long time. And then the time comes to say goodbye. In other countries, they actually do a guard of honour. There's some discussion around that happening here, but it was still enormously respectful, and we as his family and the medical team that have been caring for him walk him.
So this was kind of one really important part of the grieving process for you. You kind of turned to music. As a musician, that's something that you've known for
your whole life. Yeah.
And you've used music before to express like these deep emotions that maybe weren't able to be expressed in other ways. You've written a song for your brother.
And that, look, you won't, there's so many parts to this story. My brother's last words to me, he'd bought Mum for a cup of tea. He leaned on the roof of his Commodore and looked at me as he was taking Mum back to the nursing home. He says, "Rose, you know how you've written that song for your sisters? I know you haven't written one for your brothers yet, but I think you should write one for Mum." And that was his little in-between way of saying, "I'd really like you to write a song for me." And little did we know. So I have sat on the couch and written a song for my bro, which won't ever be heard by anyone. It's just mine to him. But then some other things intersected me as a songwriter, Beck, and it was actually meeting someone who'd become a transplant recipient and hearing her speak about the incredible gift of life she's been given. I was her therapist helping her prepare for the World Transplant Games, right? I'm like, she said, "I'm running a marathon. I've never run a marathon in my life, but I have a new heart and I can do that." So I got to see firsthand how a life changes and how this incredible 70-year-old woman, I said, "Audrey, you're not running, are you, darling?" She said, "No, I'm walking." And she won a gold medal. So here I am cheering her on and just realising the two sides of the story, which is what my sister had said to us as a family, while we've received a phone call telling us the most devastating news, another family's about to get their phone call. And their life's changing forever. And that's what's made its way to a song. Because also around that time, I put my hand up to just go and sing the national anthem at the World Transplant Games because it was coming to be here. I went, "Yeah, I'll volunteer, I'll do that." And then I got a call asking me to be part of the opening ceremony. Then they were trying to pick songs. And we picked some songs and then I went, "I'm going to write you an anthem." And I did the week before the games and performed it at the games, and it's gone on to create its own life now, Beck. And that has become, it's cycled back to me as part of the healing of me and my family, of having to say goodbye to our brother Tim, of focusing on the fact that his decision, which we just had to honour and make sure happen, has profoundly changed the life of two people. We've received letters from those two people, and life continues.
you can make sure that you are registered for organ donation, but also have those conversations with your family.
Family, so important.
Because, you know, like you said, your brain has stopped and your brain is running 1,000 miles an hour.
Yeah.
We are all about healing through the arts at Artbeat, and I'm so glad that you found this way to make sense of and to not come to terms with, because you can't. It's not something that ever goes away.
You know what I say? And if we don't have time to do the song today, Beck, that's fine. I'll come back and play the track for you. But what I say is, it's like a layer of goodness that's been put on top of that deep grief, and that layer of goodness is like a topsoil, and some really new stuff, beautiful stuff has grown in that.
Rose, thank you so much. That's so beautiful. Obviously, you know, but we're going to have to end the show now because we're both going to be crying. But head to donatelife.org.
Yeah, or you can go to your Medicare app. That's what I did this week. I'd never been an organ donor. I'd been the Aussie that had gone, yeah, I must get around to that. Mm-hmm. And this week I followed my brother's example and I did exactly that. So go to your Medicare app and you can tick the boxes, and then secondly, have the conversation with your loved ones. This song is almost fully recorded. I've been in a production with amazing people and it's going to be released somewhere in the next 4 to 8 weeks. So maybe I'll come back then with the track and play it then.
That would be amazing. Thank you so much.
Beautiful.
You've been listening to Artbeat on RTRFM 92.1.